East Coast Radio, and we're joined now by federal member for Eden Monaro, Christy McBain. Christy, thanks for joining us. Currently two active cases in Murrumbula, three in Batemans Bay and two in Cooma, and there's been a new venue of concern announced in Murrumbula, the Woolworths. What's your message to the people who are closest to these cases, residents of Murrumbula, Batemans Bay and Cooma?
Obviously, you want to get as many people out to get tested as possible. Even if you have the mildest of symptoms, please go and get a test. And if you've been anywhere in the close vicinity of the times listed for those exposure sites, please get yourself tested. I think we all want to see our regional areas out of lockdown as soon as possible. And the best way to do that is to make sure that we have followed those rules of getting tested. Hopefully that there is no community transmission of these cases, because I think our communities and our businesses certainly want to get back to some form of normality.
Absolutely, and you can view those times and dates at the station's website or via the Southern New South Wales Local Health District Facebook page. Christy, how do you think lockdown is affecting residents of the South Coast? It's been, I think, a month today since we've been in lockdown down here.
Yeah, I mean, it was announced that there would be a one-week regional lockdown, and I think we're into week four, which reminds me of a lot of memes that I've seen on Facebook. The hardest part about the first week of lockdown is the first month. Look, I think it's been incredibly challenging for a lot of people. Our businesses, you know, there's been seven school holiday periods since the 2019-2020 bushfires, and all of our school holiday periods have been impacted in one way or another by various lockdowns or border closures. So our communities really haven't had a chance to come together and deal with a whole range of issues that were happening for us 20 months ago. So I have no doubt that there are a lot of people that are tired and frustrated with these lockdowns continuing and want to see us getting back to, you know, whatever normal is going to look like post-COVID as soon as possible.
Yeah, and before we can do that, we need vaccination levels to go up. And speaking of which, every local government area in the Eden Monaro has hit 70% single-dose vaccinations and over 80% in the Yirrabidella and Bega Valley. What's your thoughts on those figures?
Yeah, it's fantastic that we've had so many people go out and get themselves a vaccination. We know that there are still a lot of people who are on waiting lists with, well, GPs especially, and we want to make sure that those vaccine supplies continue to roll into our area. And obviously, at this point in time, the 12 to 16-year-olds aren't counted in that target, but it is really pleasing to see so many people doing that, getting the vaccination, because there are some people in our community who will not be able to be vaccinated because of underlying medical conditions, and the more of us who are taking up that option obviously keeps those in our community that can't have the vaccination safer as well.
And just moving on, Christy, to the Senate inquiry that's been announced to investigate the GP shortages across regional and rural Australia. Tell us a bit about your involvement with that and what's the latest?
Well, it's fantastic that the Labor Party was able to get up this Senate inquiry into GP shortages in regional, rural and outer metropolitan areas. We would have liked it to have excluded our outer metropolitan counterparts, but a lot of them are facing a similar situation to us down here. Obviously, it's well publicised that earlier this year, Bombala lost their doctor, and we know the significant stress and strain that causes to a community. I've spoken to numerous doctors along the coast who have all expressed concern about what they do in terms of succession planning, as they've been unable to attract other doctors to the area. So I really urge everyone to make a submission into this inquiry. We want to make sure we get as many local voices heard as possible, because we want part of the solutions that are put forward. And the other thing we need to make sure is that the recommendations that are made on the back of this Senate inquiry are recommendations that are actioned for us. So that Senate inquiry, you can go to the APH website and make your submission direct to the Senate inquiry. Otherwise, you can make a submission to me, and I will include that with a bundle of submissions I've already received, which will go with my submission. submission to the Senate inquiry.
Christy, can you tell us a little bit about the Raise Our Voice Australia campaign?
Yeah, the Raise Our Voice Australia campaign is a really great campaign. It's been born out of an interest in making sure that young people's voices are heard in all levels of government. It is a competition that is open to anyone who is 25 years and under across the Eden Monaro electorate. I've signed on as part of the Raise Our Voice campaign to read a speech into Parliament House, which has been written by someone in the electorate, a young person in the electorate. And the theme of this year is what do we want to see Australia look like into the future? And obviously, on the back of what's been a pretty tumultuous 20 months for so many people across the region, this would be a really great starting point to put your vision for Eden Monaro and for Australia across and make sure it makes it onto the Hansard of Parliament House and hopefully is heard loud and clear, because it really is the next generation that we need to be thinking about when decisions are being made, especially post-pandemic.
Very exciting for young people in the region. Last question, Christy, what would be your advice to young people who are entering? What are you looking for?
Well, you know, it's a pretty tight amount of time we have. We've only got 90 seconds to get this speech out, so about 225 words. It doesn't have to be long and in-depth. It has to put forward your ideas for the future. And what I really want to see is that focus on regional Australia. From where we live and for what we're passionate about in the regions is making sure that they grow sustainably, that we don't lose any of our character, but that we are prioritised post-pandemic for infrastructure, especially around what I believe is key to our regions, and that is connectivity. Both telephone and internet connectivity is huge for us. So whatever people want to put in, I am really keen to read about it. And, yeah, Raise Our Voice Australia will compile all of those ones that come through, and we'll see what happens from there.
Christy McBain, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.